From Abilene Public Radio and The Appetizer, you're listening to The Songwriter's Cookbook. Recipes, facts, and insights into the music of famous and up-and-coming artists from their own mouths. I'm D. Grant Smith. Her name and her home sound the same. She's Jersey Jung from New Jersey. A poet and pianist, the singer-songwriter is an avid reader, digesting 100 books in her third grade year alone.
I'm not able to read as many books as I used to, just because of time. I always say that the one thing that I would do if I had more hours in the day is I would read more books, because I love to read, I still do. I'm still always on the lookout for really great books. I really like fiction. I'm a sucker for a good story. I like reading stories and figuring out their themes and sort of getting inside the character's head. But I try to read books on topics that I'm just curious about.
Her career is still young, but she's received some great accolades already. Winner of the New York Songwriters Circle Songwriting Contest, featured as one of the best bands of MySpace by Rolling Stone magazine, and performances at the World Cafe in Philadelphia. Her current EP is titled You Are More Than the Sum of All You've Loved, featuring 4 great tracks, including the song How It Ends.
This is sort of a song about frustration that I think a lot of times you're in that situation with another person. Like, you can just tell. You can tell it's going to end badly, and that as soon as they get the chance, they're done. So, you know, it's one of my earlier songs that I wrote, and I think it does. It definitely comes from that place of frustration and wishing that you could influence another person's decisions, but knowing that you just can't. And you know, really, when it comes down to it, whatever happens in the relationship is only half your choice.
Other tracks from the release include Good at Goodbye.
Pretty much, it's like acceptance of the situation, understanding that it is over. You know, like, almost as kind of a tribute to that person as well, you know, saying, you've meant a lot to me. And you've really had a big impact on my life. And FYI, like, this could have been really awesome if circumstances were different. Yeah, but exactly. Don't expect me to be good at this, to be okay right away.
Her MySpace page also features the inspirational track, Lips of Your Gods.
But I have been trying hard to write songs not just about my personal relationships, but about bigger things than that. It was just a goal of mine. And Lips of Your Gods started because, well, there were sort of a lot of things going on in my life at the same time that led me to write it. But I used to be a teacher at a boarding school, and I had a student who, it wasn't even my class, but I saw an art exhibit by a bunch of the art students. And the student had made a wax sculpture of 2 larger figures embracing a smaller figure. And her explanation for it was that it was a statement about children who are struggling with addiction problems and parents being there for the child. And I was just really touched by it. I was touched by the idea behind it, and the artwork itself was really beautiful. So I had that in my mind. I had a couple conversations with people that I'm close to about, you know, just those that they knew that were struggling, you know, with some kind of addiction problem. And so all of that kind of came together, and I wrote this song because I think there are songs out there from the viewpoint of someone who's battled any kind of addiction, whether it be drugs or, you know, like eating disorders when you're addicted to certain behaviors. I was just really wanting to write something from the viewpoint of the loved ones who are trying to work with and support that person. and how because you're human, you're not gonna just totally be all right with that every second. You know, like sometimes you're gonna get hurt and you're gonna get angry at that person and, you know, feel resentful or feel like, why can't you just get well? And I think, you know, those are just real emotions, and it doesn't mean that you're not there for them. It doesn't mean you don't love them, but it just, I guess it's a song about how addiction brings down not only the person that's addicted, but also those around them that are just trying sometimes fruitlessly to help.
Find out more information about Jersey on her MySpace page, myspace.com/JerseyJung, spelled J-E-R-Z-Y-J-U-N-G. I'm D. Grant Smith for The Appetizer. This is The Songwriter's Cookbook.